This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 53 for Thursday, September 8th. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday morning, with the most heavily traded contracts below the psychological level of $800 per ton. The November canola contract loses $10.70 at $775.80 per ton, and the January contract is down $10.40 at $782.80 per ton. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are weighing on canola values. There are small gains in Chicago soy meal. Increases in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. Temperatures across the prairies are cooler today, with light showers over parts of Alberta and Manitoba. Saskatchewan will release its weekly crop progress report later today. With a stretch of good weather, significant harvest progress is expected to have been made compared to last week's 23% complete. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher as the loonie bumps up to 76.07 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 75.96. The United States Department of Agriculture did not release its weekly export sales report for a second week. The USDA postponed the report to September 15th due to issues arising from its new reporting process. The USDA will publish its September supply and demand estimates on Monday. The average trade guess is calling for a slight dip in soybean yields to 51.5 bushels per acre. Corn yields are expected to slip to 172.4 bushels per acre, and wheat ending stocks are forecast to rise more than 13% to about 618 million bushels. Reports out of Argentina say the country's new soybean dollar program resulted in more than 2.1 million tons in sales in the first 2 days. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are steady to lower in choppy trading on Thursday. The November contract loses 3 cents at 13.80 per bushel. October soy oil steps back a third of a cent at 63.35 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up 40 cents at $415.40 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract down 4 cents at $6.67 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as its December contract adds 2 cents at $3.79. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December loses 12 cents at $8.32. Kansas City December sheds 8 cents at $8.94. And Minneapolis December increases 3 cents at $9.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.